The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert Wilson, 2004. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, is a collection of essays that explore the philosophical debate between vitalism and animism. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special kind of energy or force that is not reducible to physical or chemical laws. Animism is the belief that life is an emergent property of matter, and that the soul or spirit is an essential part of life. The essays in this book examine the implications of these two views for our understanding of life and death, and the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs. The first essay, by Robert A. Wilson, provides an overview of the debate between vitalism and animism. He argues that both views have their merits, and that the debate is ultimately about how we understand the nature of life and death. He also discusses the implications of the debate for our ethical and religious beliefs. The second essay, by David L. Hull, examines the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the nature of life and death. He argues that vitalism and animism are both valid perspectives, and that they can both be used to explain the nature of life and death. He also discusses the implications of the debate for our ethical and religious beliefs. The third essay, by John Dupré, examines the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the nature of life and death. He argues that vitalism and animism are both valid perspectives, but that they are not necessarily mutually exclusive. He also discusses the implications of the debate for our ethical and religious beliefs. The fourth essay, by Robert A. Wilson, examines the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the nature of life and death. He argues that vitalism and animism are both valid perspectives, but that they are not necessarily mutually exclusive. He also discusses the implications of the debate for our ethical and religious beliefs. The fifth essay, by Robert A. Wilson, examines the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the nature of life and death. He argues that vitalism and animism are both valid perspectives, but that they are not necessarily mutually exclusive. He also discusses the implications of the debate for our ethical and religious beliefs. The sixth essay, by Robert A. Wilson, examines the implications of vitalism and animism for our understanding of the nature of life and death. He argues that vitalism and animism are both valid perspectives, but that they are not necessarily mutually exclusive. He also discusses the implications of the debate for our ethical and religious beliefs. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate is an important collection of essays that explores the philosophical debate between vitalism and animism. The essays in this book examine the implications of these two views for our understanding of life and death, and the implications for our ethical and religious beliefs. The essays provide a comprehensive overview of the debate, and offer valuable insights into the nature of life and death. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Vitalism. Vitalism is the philosophical belief that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities because they contain some non-physical element or are governed by different principles than are inanimate things. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that living organisms are fundamentally different from non-living entities because they contain some non-physical element or are governed by different principles than are inanimate things. This concept has been debated for centuries, with some arguing that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is not found in non-living things. This energy is thought to be responsible for the growth, development, and maintenance of life. Supporters of vitalism believe that this energy is the source of life and that it is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. The debate between vitalism and animism is an ongoing one. Animism is the belief that all living things have a soul or spirit, and that this soul or spirit is responsible for the life of the organism. Animists believe that the soul or spirit is the source of life and that it is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. Supporters of animism believe that the soul or spirit is the source of life and that it is not reducible to physical or chemical processes. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it has implications for how we view life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores this debate in depth. The book examines the arguments of both sides and provides an in-depth look at the philosophical implications of the debate. It is an essential resource for anyone interested in the debate between vitalism and animism. Main idea number 2. Animism. Animism is the belief that all living things, including plants and animals, possess a spiritual essence or soul. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Animism is an ancient belief system that has been around for centuries. It is based on the idea that all living things, including plants and animals, possess a spiritual essence or soul. This spiritual essence is believed to be the source of life and the force that binds all living things together. Animism is closely related to vitalism, another philosophical theory about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. Animism, on the other hand, holds that life is the result of a spiritual essence or soul that is present in all living things. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries. Supporters of vitalism argue that life is the result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. They believe that this vital force is responsible for the growth and development of living things. Animists, on the other hand, argue that life is the result of a spiritual essence or soul that is present in all living things. They believe that this spiritual essence is responsible for the growth and development of living things. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it has implications for our understanding of life and death. It is also an interesting one, as it brings together two different philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, is an excellent resource for those interested in exploring this debate further. Main idea number 3. Life and death. Life and death are two of the most fundamental aspects of existence, and the debate between vitalism and animism is an attempt to explain the nature of these two phenomena. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Life and death are two of the most fundamental aspects of existence, and the debate between vitalism and animism is an attempt to explain the nature of these two phenomena. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. In The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, the debate between these two philosophical theories is explored in depth. The book examines the historical roots of the debate, the arguments for and against each theory, and the implications of each theory for our understanding of life and death. It also looks at the implications of the debate for contemporary science and philosophy, and how the debate has shaped our understanding of the nature of life and death. By examining the debate between vitalism and animism, this book provides a comprehensive overview of the philosophical and scientific implications of the debate and offers insight into the nature of life and death. Main idea number 4. Dualism. Dualism is the belief that there are two distinct realms of existence, one physical and one spiritual, and that the spiritual realm is the source of life and death. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Dualism is a philosophical concept that suggests there are two distinct realms of existence, the physical and the spiritual. This concept is based on the belief that the spiritual realm is the source of life and death. Dualism has been a topic of debate for centuries, with two main theories emerging, vitalism and animism. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. This energy is thought to be the source of life and death, and is seen as a spiritual force that is separate from the physical world. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force that is present in all living things. This spiritual force is seen as the source of life and death, and is thought to be the driving force behind all living things. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries, and has been the subject of much philosophical discussion. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines this debate in detail, exploring the various arguments for and against each theory. The book provides an in-depth look at the debate between vitalism and animism, and offers insight into the philosophical implications of each theory. Main idea number 5. Monism. Monism is the belief that there is only one realm of existence, and that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by physical laws. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Monism is a philosophical concept that suggests that there is only one realm of existence, and that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by physical laws. This concept stands in contrast to dualism, which suggests that there are two realms of existence, one physical and one spiritual. Monism is often associated with the belief that the physical and spiritual realms are intertwined, and that the physical realm is the source of all spiritual phenomena. This belief is often seen in Eastern religions, such as Hinduism and Buddhism, which emphasize the interconnectedness of all things. Monism also suggests that the physical realm is the ultimate source of all knowledge, and that all knowledge is ultimately derived from the physical realm. This concept is often seen in the writings of philosophers such as Aristotle and Plato, who argued that all knowledge is ultimately derived from the physical world. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important part of the monistic worldview. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special kind of energy that is not subject to physical laws, while animism is the belief that life is a manifestation of spiritual forces. This debate has been ongoing for centuries, and has been the subject of much philosophical and scientific debate. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores this debate in depth, examining the arguments of both sides and exploring the implications of each. This book is an important resource for anyone interested in understanding the debate between vitalism and animism, and the implications of monism for our understanding of life and death. Main idea number 6. Naturalism. Naturalism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by natural laws and processes. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Naturalism is a philosophical belief that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by natural laws and processes. This belief is in contrast to vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories that suggest that life and death are governed by forces beyond the physical realm. Vitalism is the belief that life is governed by a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical forces. Animism is the belief that life is governed by spiritual forces or souls. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries, and has been the subject of much philosophical and scientific inquiry. Supporters of vitalism argue that life is governed by a vital force that is distinct from physical forces, while supporters of animism argue that life is governed by spiritual forces or souls. Supporters of naturalism, on the other hand, argue that life and death can be explained by natural laws and processes, and that there is no need to invoke spiritual forces or vital forces to explain life and death. The book The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, examines the debate between vitalism and animism in detail. The book explores the arguments of both sides of the debate, and examines the implications of each theory for our understanding of life and death. The book also examines the implications of naturalism for our understanding of life and death, and provides an in-depth look at the debate between vitalism and animism. Main idea number 7. Materialism. Materialism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by materialistic principles. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Materialism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by materialistic principles. This belief is based on the idea that the physical world is all that exists, and that all phenomena can be explained by the laws of physics and chemistry. Materialists reject the idea of a spiritual or supernatural realm, and instead focus on the physical world and its laws. Materialists believe that life and death are simply the result of physical processes, and that there is no need to invoke any spiritual or supernatural forces to explain them. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one in the philosophy of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special kind of phenomenon that cannot be explained by physical laws alone. Animism is the belief that life is a spiritual force that is present in all living things. Both theories have been used to explain the nature of life and death, and both have their supporters and detractors. This book explores the debate between these two philosophical theories, and examines the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. Main idea number 8. Reductionism. Reductionism is the belief that complex phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by reducing them to their component parts. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Reductionism is the belief that complex phenomena, such as life and death, can be explained by breaking them down into their component parts. This approach to understanding the world is based on the idea that the whole is equal to the sum of its parts. In other words, if we can understand the individual parts of a system, then we can understand the system as a whole. This approach has been used to explain a wide range of phenomena, from the behavior of atoms to the behavior of entire societies. The debate between vitalism and animism is an example of the reductionist approach to understanding life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special, non-material force that cannot be explained by physical laws. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is a result of physical laws and can be explained by them. This book examines the debate between these two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Reductionism is a powerful tool for understanding the world, but it is not without its critics. Some argue that reductionism fails to take into account the complexity of life and death, and that it oversimplifies the phenomena it seeks to explain. Others argue that reductionism is too reductionist, and that it fails to capture the richness and complexity of life and death. Ultimately, the debate between vitalism and animism is an example of the reductionist approach to understanding life and death. By examining the debate between these two philosophical theories, we can gain a better understanding of the nature of life and death, and the role that reductionism plays in our understanding of the world. Main idea number 9. Emergentism. Emergentism is the belief that complex phenomena, including life and death, can arise from the interaction of simpler components. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Emergentism is a philosophical belief that complex phenomena, such as life and death, can arise from the interaction of simpler components. This idea is in contrast to vitalism, which holds that life is a result of some kind of non-physical force, and animism, which holds that life is the result of a spiritual force. The Nature of Life and Death, the Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores the debate between these two theories. The book examines the arguments for and against each theory, and looks at how they have been used to explain the nature of life and death. It also looks at how the two theories have been used to explain the emergence of complex phenomena, such as consciousness and intelligence. Ultimately, the book seeks to provide a comprehensive overview of the debate between vitalism and animism, and to provide readers with a better understanding of the nature of life and death. Main idea number 10. Supernaturalism. Supernaturalism is the belief that some phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by supernatural forces or entities. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Supernaturalism is a belief system that suggests that certain phenomena, such as life and death, can be explained by supernatural forces or entities. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Animism is the belief that life is the result of a spiritual force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Both theories suggest that life and death are not simply the result of physical or chemical processes, but rather are the result of a spiritual or supernatural force. The book examines the arguments for and against both theories, and explores the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. It also looks at the implications of supernaturalism for our understanding of the universe and our place in it. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the debate between vitalism and animism, and offers an in-depth analysis of the implications of supernaturalism for our understanding of life and death. Main idea number 11. Theism. Theism is the belief that some phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by the actions of a divine being or creator. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Theism is the belief that some phenomena, including life and death, can be explained by the actions of a divine being or creator. This belief is rooted in the idea that the universe is not a random, chaotic place, but rather is governed by a higher power. This higher power is often referred to as God, and is believed to be the source of all life and death. Theism is a major component of many religions, and is often seen as a way to make sense of the world and its mysteries. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of some kind of spiritual force or energy, while animism is the belief that life is the result of some kind of conscious, intelligent force. The book examines the arguments for and against each of these theories, and how they relate to theism. It also looks at how theism has been used to explain various aspects of life and death, and how it has been used to shape religious beliefs and practices. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate provides an in-depth look at theism and its role in the debate between vitalism and animism. It is an important resource for anyone interested in understanding the nature of life and death, and the role of theism in shaping our beliefs and practices. Main idea number 12. Pantheism. Pantheism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, are part of a single divine being or force. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Pantheism is a belief system that sees all of existence as part of a single divine being or force. It is a concept that has been around for centuries, and is still widely accepted today. Pantheism holds that all phenomena, including life and death, are part of this single divine being or force. This means that life and death are not separate entities, but rather part of a larger, unified whole. This unified whole is often referred to as the divine, or the divine source. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one in the study of the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special, unique force that is separate from the physical world. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is a part of the physical world, and is connected to all other forms of existence. Pantheism is closely related to animism, as it sees all of existence as part of a single divine being or force. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important one, as it helps to shape our understanding of the nature of life and death. Pantheism is an important part of this debate, as it provides an alternative view of life and death that is based on the idea of a unified divine source. By understanding the debate between vitalism and animism, and the role that pantheism plays in it, we can gain a better understanding of the nature of life and death. Main idea number 13. Holism. Holism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, are part of a larger, interconnected whole. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Holism is the belief that all phenomena, including life and death, are part of a larger, interconnected whole. This idea is based on the notion that the universe is composed of interconnected parts that are all part of a greater whole. Holism suggests that the parts of the universe are not isolated, but rather, they are all connected and influence each other. This means that the actions of one part of the universe can have an effect on the other parts. For example, the death of one organism can have an effect on the entire ecosystem. The debate between vitalism and animism is an important part of the holism debate. Vitalism is the belief that life is a special, non-material force that is distinct from the physical world. Animism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is a part of the physical world and is subject to the same laws and forces as the rest of the universe. Both theories have implications for how we view life and death, and how we understand the interconnectedness of the universe. The Nature of Life and Death, The Vitalism-Animism Debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, explores the debate between vitalism and animism in depth. The book examines the implications of both theories for our understanding of life and death, and how they can help us to better understand the interconnectedness of the universe. It also looks at how these theories can be applied to our everyday lives, and how they can help us to make sense of the world around us. Main idea number 14. Vitalism versus animism. Vitalism and animism are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death, and this book examines the debate between them. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the philosophical belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. This vital force is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Animism is the belief that all living things, including plants and animals, have a spirit or soul that is distinct from their physical bodies. This spirit or soul is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. The debate between vitalism and animism has been ongoing for centuries. Vitalists argue that life is the result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Animists, on the other hand, argue that life is the result of a spirit or soul that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. Both sides of the debate have their own set of arguments and evidence to support their claims. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism in detail. It explores the arguments and evidence presented by both sides of the debate and examines the implications of each theory for our understanding of life and death. It also looks at the implications of the debate for our understanding of the nature of life and death, and how this debate has shaped our understanding of the world. Main idea number 15. Vitalism versus naturalism. Vitalism and naturalism are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death, and this book examines the debate between them. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. This vital force is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Naturalism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is the result of physical and chemical forces, and that there is no need for a vital force to explain life. This book examines the debate between these two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. It looks at the arguments for and against each theory, and the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. It also examines the implications of the debate for our understanding of the relationship between science and religion. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the debate between vitalism and naturalism, and is an essential resource for anyone interested in the philosophical implications of life and death. Main idea number 16. Vitalism versus materialism. vitalism and materialism are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death, and this book examines the debate between them. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism and materialism are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical matter. This vital force is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Materialism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is a result of physical matter and that all life processes can be explained by physical laws. This book examines the debate between these two theories, exploring the arguments for and against each one. It looks at the historical development of the debate, the implications of each theory, and the implications for our understanding of life and death. It also examines the implications of the debate for our understanding of the nature of the universe and our place in it. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the vitalism-materialism debate and its implications for our understanding of life and death. Main idea number 17. Vitalism versus reductionism. Vitalism and reductionism are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death, and this book examines the debate between them. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. This vital force is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the maintenance of life. Vitalists believe that life is more than just the sum of its parts and that there is something special about living things that cannot be explained by physical and chemical forces alone. Reductionism, on the other hand, is the belief that life can be explained by physical and chemical forces alone. Reductionists believe that life is nothing more than the sum of its parts and that all living things can be reduced to their component parts and understood through the laws of physics and chemistry. They believe that life is nothing more than a complex system of chemical reactions and that all living things can be explained by understanding the underlying physical and chemical processes. The nature of life and death, the vitalism-animism debate examines the debate between these two philosophical theories. It looks at the arguments for and against each theory and explores the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. The book also examines the implications of the debate for our understanding of the nature of life and death and the implications for our ethical and moral decisions. Main idea number 18. Vitalism versus emergentism. Vitalism and emergentism are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death, and this book examines the debate between them. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the philosophical belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. This vital force is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Vitalists believe that life is not reducible to physical and chemical forces, and that life is something more than the sum of its parts. Emergentism is the philosophical belief that life is the result of the emergence of complex systems from simpler ones. Emergentists believe that life is the result of the interaction of physical and chemical forces, and that life is something more than the sum of its parts. Emergentists believe that life is the result of the emergence of complex systems from simpler ones, and that life is the result of the interaction of physical and chemical forces. The nature of life and death, the vitalism-animism debate, edited by Robert A. Wilson, 2004, examines the debate between vitalism and emergentism. The book explores the philosophical implications of these two theories and examines the evidence for and against each theory. It also looks at the implications of these theories for our understanding of life and death and how they can be applied to our understanding of the natural world. Main idea number 19. Vitalism versus supernaturalism. Vitalism and supernaturalism are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death, and this book examines the debate between them. This book examines the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the philosophical belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical and chemical forces. This vital force is thought to be responsible for the growth, development, and maintenance of life. Vitalists believe that life is not reducible to physical and chemical forces, and that life is something more than the sum of its parts. Supernaturalism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is the result of a supernatural force or power. This power is thought to be responsible for the creation and maintenance of life, and is believed to be beyond the scope of physical and chemical forces. Supernaturalists believe that life is the result of a divine power, and that life is something more than the sum of its parts. The nature of life and death, the vitalism-animism debate examines the debate between these two philosophical theories. It looks at the arguments for and against each theory, and explores the implications of each for our understanding of life and death. The book also examines the implications of the debate for our understanding of the nature of life and death, and for our understanding of the relationship between science and religion. Main idea number 20. Vitalism versus theism. Vitalism and theism are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death, and this book examines the debate between them. This book explores the debate between vitalism and animism, two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism and theism are two philosophical theories about the nature of life and death. Vitalism is the belief that life is a result of a vital force or energy that is distinct from physical or chemical forces. This vital force is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the growth and development of living organisms. Theism, on the other hand, is the belief that life is the result of a divine being or creator. This divine being is thought to be the source of life and is responsible for the creation and maintenance of living organisms. This book examines the debate between vitalism and theism, exploring the arguments for and against each theory. It looks at the historical development of the debate, as well as the current state of the debate. It also examines the implications of each theory for our understanding of life and death. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the arguments for and against each theory, and offers a comprehensive overview of the debate. The nature of life and death, the vitalism-animism debate is an essential resource for anyone interested in the philosophical debate between vitalism and theism. It provides an insightful and comprehensive look at the debate, and is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to gain a better understanding of the nature of life and death.